In this episode, we are continuing with Chapter 3, Analyze, Taking Stock, in Julie Morgenstern's book, Organizing from the Inside Out. We will talk about what isn't working in our own homes, and Kathy shares a great tool in helping us to really focus in on what frustrates us about the spaces in our home. Our conversation inspired me to create a template that I want to share with you to help you get started with identifying your biggest frustrations. When you contact Kathy or I and mention this episode, we will share the template with you. I'm so happy you're here for this. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Perry, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypairdesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everybody. I'm Jody Pear.
Hi, I'm Kathy Felt.
And we are continuing our conversation about Julie Morgenstern's book, Organizing from the Inside Out, our two different versions, mm-hmm. or two different covers with the same content, we believe. Mm-hmm. So our last conversation, we are talking about chapter three, because that's really when she's starting to dive in, analyze. Mm-hmm. And taking stock is chapter three. And so last time we talked about what is working and what is working in your house. And Kathy, you have taught us that a lot in the past and tried to get us to focus on those things. And in Julie's book, she talked specifically about her client that she was working with. She was helping her with her closet, and it was like a closet of chaos, yet mm-hmm. there was this one small little piece in her closet that was functioning well. It was a thing of beauty. It was like mm-hmm. everything was right about it, and that was that belt rack. Do you remember? That was So there it is, that little ray of sunshine in the clouds. And so that's what we kind of dove into last time. And now the next step. So what is working. And mm-hmm. now she wants, the next step is to notice what is not working. So mm-hmm. what is not working in your house? And let me see. She said she suggests that you list everything in your entire house. If I'm understanding this correctly, list everything in your entire house that is not working well. And she said, just let it out, you know, like don't edit yourself, just list all of your frustrations. What do you think about that, Kathy? Like, I love that. I love the idea of that, but mm-hmm. that's a lot.
Yeah. And you know what? So I've read that in her book, and it reminds me a little bit of Marie Kondo, where she tells you to take, if you're doing your clothes, take all your clothes out and pile them in the middle of the room. And I think for a lot of people, that is overwhelming. The idea of listing everything that's going wrong in your house, listing that out, mm-hmm. I think that would be kind of hard. So my idea for that is to kind of like chunk it down into smaller pieces and do a room and do the main, you know, a room that has a problem in it, say the mud room. And then go to the office. Maybe the office has no problems in it, so you don't list that. Then you go to the kids' room and you list that. And then go back to those and be more specific about the problem. So kind of almost like an outline, mm-hmm. and then fill the outline in. And then mm-hmm. just do it piece by piece so that you don't feel overwhelmed by it.
Oh my gosh. And so my mind just went to, you could just have a simple, just a spiral notebook, a blank mm-hmm. notebook of lined pages, and maybe have one page dedicated per room. So you could go in maybe ahead of time and write down like, okay, living room, master bedroom, child's room, the bathroom, the walk-in closet, I don't know, something like that, whatever the spaces are in your home. And she also suggests taking an entire week to really pay attention to every frustration that you find yourself having in your space over a week and write that down and write that on the list. But I think if we follow your suggestion and really, you know, kind of like, okay, let's do bite-sized pieces of that. So it's not so intimidating. So maybe a week at a time, like, so maybe you could spend an entire week documenting how you feel, you know, that your frustrations about your own bedroom and not look beyond at the moment. I don't know.
And I think the key is to play around with it a little bit and see what works for you. Just like there's not a cookie cutter way to organize, say, a bathroom. There's not really a cookie cutter way. This is a structure that she's providing. And just play with it and see what works for you. So I love your idea of having a spiral notebook and just jotting things down.
Yeah. Yes. And just maybe do bullet points, you know, so that you don't get too wordy, or I don't know, you have to find your comfort zone. It's like, if you want to write down and say how, you know, how frustrated you are with your husband's socks laying on the floor or something. I mean, you can really dive into that if you want to.
And as you say that, I'm thinking it might be beneficial to do like a scale. Like one, it's not bothering me at all, to 10, it's driving me absolutely crazy, and kind of rate things. And then that will help you when you start your process to know where to target, where to go first. So go to the 10s.
Oh my gosh. Kathy, you're bringing out the secretary in me, because now I want to create that template for our viewers. Oh my God.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I will do that. I will create. All right. I'm going to create a template. I'm taking a note for myself. Okay. Create a template that is blank for each room. And then a scale of 1 to 10. Just like you see in the doctor's office where they're asking you to rate your pain.
Absolutely. Cause it's a place where people get stuck. I don't know where to start. So this will make it super crystal clear where to start. You're going to start where there's a bunch of tens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is so great. So if anybody, whoever sends us an email or a direct message on social media, contact us somehow. If you contact us, I will send you this template and I will create this and share that with our viewers, and hopefully that'll help get them started. But I love that, the idea of rating it. I mean, that really is going to be a clear signal. And I wanted to tell you, she does give you some suggestions, and I'm sure you've run into this with your own clients about what is not working in their house. And I think it might be helpful to see some of the, or hear some of the thought prompts that she gives people in this book. So she said, she wants you to complete the following sentences. One, I can never find blank. Two, I have no place to put blank. Three, there's no room for blank. And so some of the answers that she has to those first few questions. So somebody wrote in, so I can never find my address book, wallet, keys, contracts, research materials, to-do lists, calculator, and winter gloves. So I think I think that's helpful to hear what others have to say. And then I have no place to put blank. Some of the things that people have mentioned, I have no place to put mail, magazines and newspapers, active projects, shoes, belts, gift wrap, luggage, and toys. And I remember, so gift wrap is a big one for me. That is so, oh my gosh. I guess I have a place to put it because I do have it in a large container. But it's a big container. So it's like, it needs a dedicated space for that. So that is a frustration for me, that at a first glance, if I were to start thinking of these things, that would not occur to me, the gift wrap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think about it until I go to wrap a present. And then it's like, oh gosh. Yeah.
Right. And then you put it away. Then it's out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything that stands out in your mind from clients that you have helped them with that, or has helped them identify that is not working in their house that didn't fall into those examples that she just said, or are those pretty common things that you encounter?
I think she's really hitting everything. Yeah. I mean, I love these statements.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's
when I'm going and talking to people about their space, yeah, a lot of these things they're already telling me.
Okay.
They're already saying, I can't stand my mudroom. We try and get in the house and we can't even all get in, and we're tripping over shoes and there's no place to hang anything. And, you know, so people are pretty on top of these. I think it would help them to list things out, maybe in some other spaces that are, maybe they're not a 10, but help them see.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the issues are. And the thing with identifying the issues is that then you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the challenges and you look at the challenges, then you can walk in and you can start talking about what would the solution be? How can we make it better?
Hmm.
And every area you make better makes the next area better. Just like when one area is backed up and cluttered, that spills into the next area and the next area.
So I was just thinking, I've kind of experienced the opposite a little bit because I love decorating, of course, and I get carried away with decorating at times. And if my spaces were recorded over time, I mean, I do try to take pictures to show how mm-hmm. I change things because I change things frequently. But when it comes to decorative items, like there becomes like this like, I don't know, this outpouring of me where I want decorative accessories everywhere. And yeah. Then it's like, oh, it's too much. Like, oh my gosh, it feels cluttered and I can't stand it. So then I go through and I start editing and I start pulling out, you know, I don't need this, you know, whatever it is. I don't need this candle here. I don't need this bowl here. Well, then it all goes into a room I'm not using because I don't know where else to put it. So then that room becomes total chaos because I'm dumping everything in there.
Right. Right. It becomes your storage room.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm much better. I mean, and that was years ago, and that's been, you know, years in the making for me. It's been habits that I've noticed with myself and good lesson, because now, you know, I don't really do that so much anymore because I've really downsized the number of belongings that I have. Mm-hmm. So it gets easier and I don't find myself so frequently feeling overwhelmed and thinking I have too much. But I was going to ask, when you're working with a client and they are noticing what's not working. And so what if they list off 10 things that are not working in their mudroom? Are you going to help them address all 10? Like, what would your next step be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we would prioritize those things that they listed. So we know what to start on first. There's kind of like rules of thumb. Like you always want to have your floor clear.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. Around and not trip and fall over and whatever. So usually that's the number one thing to do.
Yeah.
So think about if you're in a closet, if you're in the office, if you're in the mud room, the floor needs to be cleared.
Okay. So that's a great tip. Yeah. Yes.
And sometimes it means you're pulling things out and stacking things up or moving them temporarily, like into the hall or something, just so you can get going and get moving. But you have to have a clear floor.
Okay.
And then you go to what's bugging you most. Well, the kids keep throwing their backpacks all over the place, or their backpacks are missing because there's no place for them to hang. So then the next thing is to, you know, install hooks so you can hang backpacks, or create a space where you can put the backpacks.
Right, right. So good. Thank you, Kathy.
Jody, it's always fun to see you.
You too. I hope this helps people get started with their noticing what is bugging them in their house. And again, contact us, you know, and we'll share this template that I'm going to create with our viewers.
Can't wait to see it.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Okay. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Today, we're continuing to read chapter 3, Analyze Taking Stock, from Julie Morgenstern's book, Organizing from the Inside Out. In episode 21, we talked about what's working. And today we're going into step 2, which is what's not working. Julie writes, your answers here will identify everything that needs fixing. This is one of those rare moments in life when you get the opportunity to whine, kvetch, and complain as freely as you like. Let it loose. List absolutely everything that's frustrating you. Be precise and thorough. Don't edit yourself. The importance of capturing the whole picture at this point is to be sure you solve all the problems, not just some. If only some are fixed, the areas that remain disorganized will soon begin to spill over into your newly ordered areas, causing the whole system to erode before long. Complete the following statements. If you come up with more than one response to each, and you probably will, write them all down. I can never find blank. I have no place to put blank. There's no room for blank. I am tired of blank. I can't blank because of the clutter. I'm losing a lot of money on blank. The disorganization makes me feel blank. When people visit, I blank. Here are some common responses to these statements. I can never find my address book, wallet, keys, contracts, research materials, to-do lists, calculator, winter gloves. I have no place to put mail, magazines and newspapers, active projects, shoes, belts, gift wrap, luggage, toys. There's no room for eating at the kitchen table, my off-season clothes, files, books, the vacuum, winter coats, the car in the garage. I am tired of always searching for things, forgetting appointments, spending so much money on stuff I can't find, feeling anxious, losing opportunities, fights with my boss, spouse, and or kids. I can't concentrate, be efficient, achieve my goals, relax, invite people over, clean thoroughly, have meetings in my office, find anything because of the clutter. I'm losing a lot of money on duplicate purchases, items that end up lost or broken, lost opportunities, late fees and finance charges. The disorganization makes me feel nervous, incompetent, embarrassed, oppressed, cramped, held back, out of control. When people visit, I make excuses for how the place looks, feel embarrassed, cringe, throw everything into bags and closets, pretend I'm not home by not answering the door. You now have a complete list of all the problems you want to solve, as well as an inherent sense of what they're costing you and what success in overcoming them will mean. Post this list where you can easily see it on the wall of the room you will be working on. Cross issues off as you solve them. This will keep you focused throughout the organizing process and give you a wonderful tool by which to measure your success. Insider's tip, the complete picture. To come up with a thorough list of problems, try brainstorming in the space you plan to organize. Responses will come to you more easily because you'll see reminders of your problems staring you in the face. Alternately, you can keep a problems log for a week. Specify a particular notepad to record every frustration you experience in your space. After 7 days, your list of what needs fixing will be complete. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com. Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job. Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand. The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. And Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.